Celia by John Urbanczyk. We're like friends. I say like because, well, we've never seen each other. Like voices on the other end of the phone, or instant messaging. We have long, intricate conversations. Intimate conversations. The type that would raise the rating on the movie of my life. I've been living PG-13 way too long. Her name is Celia, and she's got a wonderful, lilting voice. She doesn't quite sing to me, but she speaks in poetry. Fluid words and sounds flow from her tongue. She doesn't tell me everything I want to hear. She's not always nice. The second night we spoke, she told me how she'd been axed to death. She never lost the melodic tone of her voice, giving her choice of words a deeper chill. 40 wax, like Lizzie Borden, from the man to whom she dedicated her life, the classic husband from hell. "Enjoy speaking with you," she often says. "No one else listens." Which, in fact, means no one else hears. But it's not a one-way conversation. She doesn't ignore or neglect me. She asks questions. Cries sometimes. And though she says she can't see me, I'm not entirely convinced, so I keep the covers over me at night, and I think about her and imagine the touch of her voice. She's never questioned me on that, but she has asked about my last girlfriend and the type of woman who might interest me. "Oh, you wouldn't want me then," she says. "My hair is short and bushy, much darker than you like, and my eyes a dull brown, and my body unsightly." I don't believe her. It's only lately that I've started to worry about our friendship. She speaks less and less about her late husband. He died not too long after killing her. She claims it was his broken heart. She tries to engage me in trivial things like the year, the president, British and French fashions. She's twice told me the year she died, but I don't know whether to believe her. My house is not that old. Though honestly, I don't know what they built over. The other thing that worries me is his voice. The husband. It's rather distant, hushed, like a man being awakened after midnight by his lover's whispers. Just this afternoon, I heard him ask Celia where I keep my axe. And when I went to check in the garage, it wasn't there.